literally had people that I'm not close with still found it okay to say some jokes and make fun of me. Am I the problem? But why am I the problem?
Hi guys,
Hi
and
everyone.
welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral, brought to you
Facts.
by your favorite host, Rena.
And Shahad.
Yeah, we read, but we need to actually have a good system where we continuously say our names, where we always mention ourselves, because there's times where we skip it out.
Yeah, you know, if you search up Minds in Neutral on ChatGPT, it comes up.
Does it?
Yeah. It comes up with our
Really?
YouTube link, our
We made it.
Spotify,
Honestly, we made it.
Apple
If we're
Podcast.
on AI,
Yeah.
we definitely made it.
100%.
And does it like come up with the
With
links
the
and the...
host, yeah, and it'd be like hosted
No.
by Rena and Shahad.
No
Yeah.
way. We actually made it, Shahad. Anyway, Shahad, you know what I just actually realized? I barely ate anything today.
Yeah, I only had
What did you have?
like a couple of fries from my friend
Okay.
and then an energy drink.
That's, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
I had coffee. More coffee. Because I drank,
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Layla's or Batul's, but I drank someone's coffee. And then I also had a protein bar.
Yeah.
Half. Bro, I actually don't know why I do that to myself.
Like, I'm actually kind of hungry right
I'm
now.
starving right now.
But after we finish this episode, I have to get ready for the gym, so I don't even
Yeah.
have time to eat.
And after we finish, I have to go pick up my sister
Yeah.
immediately. Because anyway, she told me pick me up at this time. Now the time has changed. This is the problem of sharing a car.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we can figure it out
Yeah.
and one of us will have
Guys, watch
their
our
own car.
videos.
Yeah. We gotta get a new car. Don't you guys want to see a new setup? Like we've gotten tired of Shad's car, my car. Let's be in a Lambo. Let's be in a
Ooh, let's
Tesla.
be. Yeah, I was gonna say Tesla.
Tesla.
Yeah.
'Cause isn't it like super soundproof or something
Yeah,
like that? Like
yeah,
as soon as you get in it, it's like you don't hear anything from the outside.
yeah.
Yeah, let's
We
be in
need
a
that.
Tesla. Next car, Tesla.
Yeah. Tesla
But
sponsor
you
us.
know what? So many people talk
Tesla's
bad.
a company, right?
Tesla is a
Yeah,
company.
Tesla sponsors.
Babes, they are a company. You know, so many people talk bad about Tesla. They're like, it's unreliable, it's not sturdy. But then we see it so much here.
We see it so much here.
Like, Tesla's
And
become so much more common. It used to be like such a luxury car in my
yeah.
eyes, and now it's like a very common car. Like, anyone can own a Tesla,
Yeah.
right?
It just scares me that some of them are like automated, like auto drive. Like, what do you
No,
mean
but
you
I
can
don't
put your
think,
car in auto drive?
I think here, legally, you aren't allowed to use that feature.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. I don't know, maybe there's like a whole camera system that can pick up.
Detect it,
But
yeah.
see, I hear you're not allowed to use the auto drive system. I think it's only in certain parts of the US that they allow it. And even then, I don't think it's like on highways and things like that. Like it has to be in like a gated area,
Yeah,
I'm
community
assuming.
area.
Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause like it could just stop working. Like it could malfunction. And
It
then
could
what?
malfunction. But then the same thing with a human. A human could malfunction and then what?
Yeah, but like
You know, but the odds of that happening are like in my eyes more, because
with
it's
a
like
human or with a robot?
no, with a robot. But then we do,
Is it though?
I don't know.
I feel like humans can be more influenced in terms of like how tired they are or if they're distracted on their phone. Like a robot will not get distracted
That's true. But then
or tired.
how accurate is that robot at like picking up its surroundings and things like, I don't know, there has to be a whole system behind
Why
it
do
to
we
under
always start talking about cars?
I have no idea. Are we becoming car girls?
Yeah.
Power horse.
Power horse.
Power horse. So you know what, Chad? You know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
And I think it would be so interesting to talk about is like, do you think in this generation, is it wrong to be too nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Close the episode. That's it. We're wrapping it up. That's it.
Thank you guys for watching.
No, actually, like, why though?
Because when you're nice, people use you and they see you as a naive person and it's easier for them to step on you because they don't respect you. And I feel like when you're nice, people don't give you the respect that you deserve, even though, because if it's like, oh, but I give them respect, why do they not show it to me
Yeah,
back?
okay.
It doesn't work like that. I feel like when you're mean, you get more respect.
See, I get what you mean, but it's like, I always think about it in a way where it's like, do I? Because I'm a nice person, and I've been
Yeah.
told so many times that I'm too nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's be honest, there has been points in my life where I have been disrespected by people, but it's like, I can't physically become a different person and start being mean just so
Yeah.
I can get a bit more respect. Like I feel like I'll remain my niceness, but instead I'll like be more assertive.
Yes, I feel like don't change, because I'm also like too nice.
You are really nice.
I'm, yeah. And I feel like people use that to their advantage, where it's like, oh, like she's not gonna get bothered by that because she's too nice. Like she won't even, you know?
But then like in nice in what way? Because nice could be just be like a friendly person, like, oh, she's always bubbly, she's always happy, and you know. Or is it nice where it's like you do too much for people?
I do too much for people.
But then I wouldn't associate that with nice. I would be like...
naive?
No, not naive. But it's just like, that's the extra mile. You know?
Listen,
like you're taking nice to one step further.
With my friends, I care for... like friends, family, all of that, I care for them 100%.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And no, but I mean like 100%. Like it doesn't... like as soon as I call you a friend, khalas, like you're my friend and I would literally take care of you in anything that you would need.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. Like, I will try my best to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's me. And, like, and I would never talk to you in a bad way. Yeah. I would know you. I would understand your boundaries and know them. Even though you never told me them, I would still know them. And I would act on, like, I would act to protect those boundaries and never cross them.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm more, like, visual or like
not visual, but you're more aware of like, yeah,
yeah,
you're like, socially aware,
exactly, yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are not,
they lack that,
they lack,
no,
that.
Actually, yeah, a lot of people do lack social awareness, and like I feel like a lot of the times like people can justify being rude by it's a joke.
Yeah,
that's like such a common justification. Oh, come on, I was joking.
Like, it's
just
not like, that bad, it's not that bad, why are you angry?
Yeah, but it's just like, huh, so what you did was like so uncalled for, like what you said or something like that. And I feel like, you know what's the most annoying part is that when they say it and then they laugh afterwards to like lighten up the mood.
Oh yeah,
like they would say something really disrespectful, like those people genuinely do not
see you care. Can't be nice to them.
Yeah, but this is maybe you have to pick and choose of who you're gonna be nice to, but then how can you tell like from a first conversation? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how could, for example, you meet someone and be like, okay, I can immediately tell and know this person, one, two, three, but I'm going to be this way with them.
Yeah.
Does that just come with time that you can,
like start picking
out?
It up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's just the point of, like, when you're nice to someone, they just find it easier to step on you. Because maybe they think that you will not confront them. Maybe they think that, oh, she's too nice to talk back at me, so I can step on her.
But then is nice, I wouldn't say if you, like, I think I'm nice, right? But I'm also confrontational. Like, if you do something wrong, I will confront you. Like, I will be like, oh, I didn't like 1, 2, 3. 9 times out of 10. Maybe not on all my days, but I will confront you. But I don't think that makes me less of a nice person. Do you get what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make you a nice person. I'm talking about a nice person that gets the hits and stays quiet.
Respectfully, that's the person's fault, no?
I mean, see, because, it is the person's fault.
You have to stand
but you also,
up.
I get that, but you also have to think about how is that nice person thinking? Like, for example, for me, I'm that type of person, okay, where I take the hits and I stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, if I talk, I would be mean, and I don't want to be mean because I know how it feels like when someone is mean to you.
Yeah, but then don't you feel like maybe in that way you should work on how you just word the way your thoughts are going to be sent out? So you don't come off in a mean way, but you also get that respect that you deserve?
I mean, that's true. Yeah, I should work on it because right now my brain is like, oh, if you were mean to me, then one of two things, whether I ignore it and I move on with my life and I stay your friend and I never tell you about what pissed me off, or number two, where it's like I just leave. Which is not right. But like I, in a situation where like my heart, like you actually hurt me and I did so much for you and I tried to be there for you and I tried being a good friend for you, and then it's not even about reciprocating, but it's about like, if you come and disrespect me or you come and upset me and you don't even, like, why?
But then is that their first ever time disrespecting you, or did that happen multiple times and
like
now
it
you're
doesn't
just...
doesn't matter.
No, but it would, because I feel like if it's multiple times, then at some point, like, I'm not going to use you as an example.
Yeah.
Let's just say person A. At some point, it's person A's fault because you should tell them and know, like, I don't like... the way...
But why is that person being rude in the first place.
Maybe that's just how that person is. There's not always going to be like nice
yeah,
people
but
as much as you.
You cannot
know?
Tell me and know like a person is just rude and that's the way it is and khalas because that's his that's their excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we excusing them because oh it's just their personality? They're just like a rough type of personality where they shout.
That's also true.
They have
that's
to
also
they have
true.
To be loud. They
yeah,
have to.
Yeah, because now yeah we're giving them like the excuse like to allow that kind of
yeah,
behavior
exactly.
And that behavior is not okay.
Exactly.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
But then I feel like. There's also genuinely those kind of people that are just pure disrespectful. It's just how their brain wiring is. Halas.
Okay.
It's just like, let's say they've always been that way as a kid. No one called them out on it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with those types of people, there is no need for you to be nice. Like, you're also allowed to pick and choose who you want to be nice to. You know, you don't have to be nice to every single person that you meet.
As you said 2 points. Now, the first point that you said at the beginning of the podcast is that I'm not going to change myself. You said you're a nice person.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
I'm also a nice person.
Okay.
I'm not going to change myself to be more rude and be more mean. That's
number one.
You don't
have to be mean, but I'm saying like tone down the niceness.
And
you know, don't do too much
is
for them.
You genuinely don't know who's going to pop up and be actually a rude person.
I feel like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
true. Like, I get that because how are you going to, yeah, for example, let's say you meet the person for the first time. They have such a nice face and
yeah.
they're a nice person and they're giving you this nice version of themselves. And then as they start getting comfortable, it's just like, oh, damn, you know? And then like, yes. Okay, look, this is actually so complicated. Like when I'm deeping it, this is actually so complicated.
It is.
Because it's
because
like.
You're telling me not to be nice, but then how am I? So when I find out, then I don't be nice, but then they'd be like, Shahad changed. Shahad is rude. But then should we not even, because with nice people, we're like, what is the word called where we
attract?
No, not attract, but like people's valid, not people pleasers.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I feel like I'm a people pleaser. So first of all, why am I thinking about how they would think? They disrespected me.
Yeah.
But in my head, it's a khalas. Like, why? Like, I'm afraid of what if they think that I changed? What if they think I'm rude? That shouldn't matter.
That part I don't get.
That
like
shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But I still do think about it. Because, see, you even thought about it when I said it. You were like, hmm.
Yeah, I'm saying hmm because that's valid. But that part, like, I personally don't see that. Because if khalas, someone disrespected me, what makes me care enough to be like, oh, let me think about how they would feel, for example, if I decided to cut them off? Or if I decided to be dry? No, genuinely, I wouldn't. If that person genuinely, like, did something horrible, yani, we're saying something bad. And not like a slight disrespect. Because let's be honest, people at some point or another are going to disrespect you. Like the people that you work with or maybe a friend or maybe your partner. Because they might not realize that that boundary is like a big
yeah.
red line for you that you will never allow people to cross.
Yeah.
So they might cross it. This is where, like, for example, in my head, I meet someone, whatever. They cross this red line. I tell them, I'm like, respectfully, I didn't like that. 1, 2, 3. Okay, they repeat it again. That's when I'm just like, okay, now my attitude is going to change with you.
Mm.
Because
you're clearly not listening
to me.
You're
not listening.
And that means you don't respect what I'm telling you.
Exactly. It's just a matter of like, do you actually respect me? That's it. So I don't see as in like, oh, it's bad to be nice. Because relax, I feel like then I would look at the world and be like, oh, we're just a bunch of mean people to each other.
Exactly. That's what I thought too. But then it's so hard to be respected when you're nice.
No, but then there's so many people in my head where I'm like, they're so nice and they also get the respect. Like your friend Leila. Leila, by the way, if you're listening, I love you.
Hi,
but
Leila.
Like, for example, to me, she's such an angel. She doesn't disrespect anyone. She doesn't
yeah.
like call out people. And I've never seen that girl. Very dishon, inshallah, she never
yeah.
gets disrespected. Allah yahmiha. But like, I've never seen that girl get disrespected. Maybe it's just that. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, now we're going to start blaming ourselves or whatever, because also, again, it's the person's fault for why they chose to cross that boundary.
Yeah.
Some boundaries shouldn't be crossed full stop. You know, that's it. Khalas. Like, whether that's name calling or like body shaming or things like that. Like, those are topics I feel like, khalas, at some age, you just need to understand that that's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that just shouldn't be talked about. But for example, that girl in my head is the perfect representation of she's nice, really nice. You can have a great conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never think twice to disrespect that girl. Why? I don't know. Maybe because I'm a good person.
That's true. Because like, because now I'm like, I, like now I'm trying to I'm not comparing, but I'm trying to see like what's different. 'Cause she is nice.
She's really nice.
And we are nice.
Yeah.
So then why is it that some people decide to be rude to like us? Is it the aura we give on? Like we give, like, I actually want to know.
No, that's actually, so, yeah.
Like, why is it easy to just, for them to like
disrespect
cross,
us
and cross our boundaries and say things that doesn't need to be said. Like there is no need for you to say it, but they find it comfortable enough for them to say stuff like that to us, but maybe not to other nice people.
You know what? I think maybe, I'm just going to say this for the both of us. Maybe it's the impression we give off. And for example, let's say we're in a group and someone's disrespecting someone, us laughing and being part of the conversation might make people feel like, oh, okay, she's chill like that, for example. And they might also do the same thing with us.
But we don't.
I don't know. I'm saying like, for example, because I'm trying to think like genuinely, some people there's different groups of people. Some people, I'll put them as like, khalas, they're just genuinely disrespectful. It doesn't matter to who. It doesn't matter to when, whatever. They're just genuinely disrespectful people. I don't know. They need to be raised all over again. And then some people, maybe the impression that we give off could make them feel comfortable to cross that line and be like, okay,
but why is it that you are comfortable with us means that it's okay for you to be mean to us?
You know what, Shahid? I also think it's so normalized now to just be a mean person.
Exactly.
It's why? So, no, I don't know.
See, that's what I mean. You can't be nice in this generation.
I still believe that you can. I believe that you can, but you just need to be strong. That's it. I'm not calling us weak, because this is both you and me.
Yeah.
But I just think you definitely need to be strong. Like, you can't be nice and also expect الخير from every single person. That's another thing. You can't, like, not everyone will be the same version of nice as you are. Like, this
and
girl
that's
might...
not, yeah, that's not what I expect from them. Like, what I give people, I don't expect it back. But at least I respect you not to hurt me. Like, do you know what I mean?
I get you.
Like, I don't, you. Like, oh, because I did this, I want you to do this for me too. No. Just be a good person to me.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that is bare minimum.
Exactly.
That's extremely bare minimum.
Wallah.
But it's so common. Like, bro, I think about it so much. Like, now it's so common to just, like, swear at each other.
Yeah.
In a conversation. And that's stuff, like, I will never tolerate. I feel like it's a bit dark.
Okay.
That's stuff, like, I personally will never tolerate. Like, I don't like when people swear at me. I also don't like swearing at people. But if you're going to take it to that point... babes,
I'll
like,
take it too.
I'll take it too, because like, how do you expect me to sit there and just like take it?
See,
as well,
but that's what I mean. Like, when I say like a nice person becoming mean, I don't mean it in a way where it's like mean as in like what we were talking about, but I mean it in your way, where it's like, if they do that to me, I'll do that to them, because that will shut them up. That they will not talk bad about you again, because they would realize, you know, you did that to them.
But is that being mean?
It is kind of, isn't it?
You know, I would.
You should, like, I feel like if you don't care about how they feel and how they think, then it's not mean to you. But if you do care about how they feel and how they think, then it is mean to you.
Why would it be mean to me?
Because if let's say like I do what you just did. Someone swore at me, I swore at them back.
Okay.
Because I care about how they feel and how they think, I would think what I did was mean. But if I don't care, I'm like, Khalas, you swore at me, I swore at you, then I wouldn't think it's mean.
Mm.
Does that make sense? To you personally.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's easier to be mean or confrontational or just upfront with a person you're not close with. But when you're super close with that person and they did you wrong, you think 10 times about it. You think about how you're going to approach it, because you fully got disrespected and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much easier if someone random on the street said something to me and I'll be like, get out of my face, you know, like, for example,
khalas, you never see them again, so it's like whatever,
it's whatever. Yeah. Like, I have no attachment to you, I did nothing for you, whatever. But if it's someone who means so much to me and then they start hitting me with being mean, that's where I'm just like, what just happened?
But another thing is, when when it happens a lot and like people that are not close to you are also mean to you, when it happens a lot, you start thinking like, why is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people think it's okay to be mean to me? What makes them think it's okay? What do I give off that's like, yeah, we can definitely step on her?
I actually have no idea. Like, in that case, honestly, I cannot tell you. Saraha. Because I've never been in a situation where it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. Maybe because I'm just really like, I'm nice, but around people, I kind of have my guard up. I don't get comfortable too quickly. Like, you see, for example, how I am in your uni.
Yeah.
I'm not friendly with everyone, but if someone talks to me, yeah, okay, we'll have fun, we'll joke around, whatever. But بحس like maybe in their mind, it's like, okay, that's just the level of relationship that I'm going to have with Rina.
No, but see, like for me, for example, I've literally had people that I'm not close with. I only say hi, bye to them.
Mm.
That's it. That's our conversation. Mm. Hi, bye.
Mm.
That still found it okay to say some jokes and make fun of me and say some rude stuff. And they found it okay. And it wasn't one person. It wasn't two. It was a good couple.
Mm.
So then it makes you think to yourself and
like, am I the problem?
Am I the problem?
Mm.
But why am I the problem? Because it's not like I showed them and I am a nice person.
Mm.
It's not like I... What is it that made them feel like it's okay to say those comments to me?
Mm.
Is it that I was quiet and I didn't say anything back?
Mm.
Like, what is it? But then they're from different random people. So then how does every single one of them have that thought that it's okay to like, you know, disrespect Jahad?
Is it like a matter of confidence?
Like walking with confidence, walking with that.
Talking with confidence. I don't know. Girl, I actually have no idea. Like, to be fair, I'm so bamboozled. Like, I actually don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, maybe it's just a matter of confidence. Because, like, when I was younger, I felt like I had that happen to me more.
Mm.
Like, when I was in school, I felt like it was a lot more common for me to face people that would say those comments and things like that. And then slowly, I just really started building my confidence, I guess. I don't really know. It just started happening. And, like, even, like, there was this person that I met that I haven't seen since the day we graduated. And, you know, they were like the way you're walking is more confident. The way you're talking is more confident. And I didn't see that in myself. I felt like their tone with me was different because before it was more casual. Let's poke a little bit of fun here. Let's make a little comment here. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But then maybe it's like, maybe I've just, I don't know. Maybe is it like more confidence, more seriousness that gets you that respect? Because confidence and seriousness in my mind equals respect. But being mean doesn't equal respect, because if I see someone who's being mean and being rude and snappy and talking back or lashing out, I'm just like, that person needs to get their self together. In my mind, I don't see that person as in like, oh, I'm scared of them. Like, let me not disrespect them.
But
I'm just like, I don't want to talk to that person.
It's not the mean person. It's not the respect that they're gaining. It's the like being afraid to say anything rude because you know that they will say something back. Maybe.
Yeah, but then fear is not like in my eyes, fear is not respect. Like, sure, I'm scared of you. That's why I'm not going to talk to you. Then you will just end up being a lonely person because no one would want to talk to you. You obviously want people to talk to you. You want to have like friendships, relationships, whatever. But if you start becoming this mean person, then in my eyes, it's like, I don't want to associate myself with you. I don't want to hang out around with a person who's just going to keep on like being rude or calling people out to snappy or whatever.
Okay.
Like, naturally, I'm just going to start having this impression of you're problematic.
Okay. But do you think that someone that doesn't care about how people think and how people feel, are they mean or are they just
confident?
Yeah.
They're confident.
But they're not mean.
They're not mean. Because you cannot care and also be respectful, which means you're confident. But if you're not going to care and be disrespectful, you're mean.
Then you're mean.
Yeah. Are you clocking what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, I personally don't care what people think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also respectful. Like, I'm not going to trash talk and do all of that stuff or be involved in that and whatever. Oh, yani, genuinely, rarely is it going to come out of me to be an angry person as well. And maybe that's just me and how I am. Maybe I just don't take stuff too personally.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I will never naturally just cross anyone's boundaries. And if I did, I would feel really bad and I would apologize. Like, I'm also self-aware to be like, oh, okay, sorry.
But you know? A mean person wouldn't apologize.
I wouldn't apologize.
Yeah.
And that kind of mean person, like, Shad, think about it. All the mean people that we know, are they people that we would want to be friends with? No, because they're just such a draining energy.
Yeah.
But then you have nice people. I'm going to use Leila as an example again. You have nice people who have great energy. They have great confidence. And they're respectful. And you want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fun time to be around. You know? So I feel like if you just exude that. If you just like have that from within, you know, where you're a nice person, you're a good time, you're respectful, you're confident, you don't think too much about what people are going to think, you don't think too much about all of this stuff, and you just don't take things too personally,
mm-hmm.
then you would be respected. Give respect, you'll get respect back. Give disrespect, you'll get disrespect back. Yeah, but
see, that's the thing. It doesn't work like that anymore. You can't give respect and expect to get respect back.
I still think it does.
No, because
there's so many people that I know that
we
are
respectful people, but still sometimes we don't get that respect back.
If I don't get that respect back, I will tell you I don't like that, or I will simply just walk away if you actually like, if you're nothing to me. I will remove myself. Because one thing you do is you act like it's normal. And maybe that's why people are like, "Ad, I can do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again."
See, that's what I mean when I say I feel like I'm too nice.
But it's not about being nice. It's just about you allow things sometimes that shouldn't be allowed. That's it.
Facts. I just need to be more confident and more confrontational.
Yeah, that's it.
The two C's.
Yeah. It's not, listen, genuinely, camera aside, you shouldn't change into being a mean person. Like that's such an ignorant way to think. يعني فكري فيها, Allah put us on this earth to be kind and to do khair, not to do shar and create exactly. harm. So if you have that shar and harm, you simply walk away or you speak up. That's it. And khalas. Either way, if you decide to stay, expect to get disrespected.
Yeah.
Because they did it one time.
Yeah.
فما تفكري إنه they won't do it again. That's it.
You're right.
But don't start being mean. Because that's so, yani.
Yeah.
We have enough mean people on this earth. We need some nice people.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, this felt more of like
a very vulnerable, personal
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy.
I hope you do. And let us know, like, I don't know, is it just like an us thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know your opinions. And like, also like any of the questions that we asked each other, like you can answer them in the comments below too.
You know, I feel like, last thing, I feel like maybe for you, because you're also the oldest and you're going through life firsthand.
Yeah.
That you're experiencing all of this and you don't really have like a guidance, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't always go to your parents and be like, واحد اثنين ثلاثة, right? I feel like I do, because I've seen it happen to my sisters, to my brothers.
Yeah.
Even without it happening to me, I learned from what happened to them, and خلاص, I just took that characteristic and I built it. Like, I took every best bit in all of my siblings and it made me.
Yeah.
So maybe just like seeing that guidance from all of them made it easier for me to like build that character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you don't have character, because you do.
Yeah.
You really do. And you also go through so much and you're really strong, and don't doubt that. But just don't change into a mean person, because bro, I would not be able to ever stand you. That's it.
Okay. Yalla.
I love you.
I love you too.
Wallah, I love you. Give me a hug.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next week.
Please make sure to like, comment, subscribe.
All of the good stuff.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.